Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, Ask the GP here on Lunchtime Live. Dr. Niall Breen is with me in studio to answer all of your medical questions. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Niall, how's things?
Things are good, thanks good. Very much.
Now, listener says their baby had a crusty drool rash under his chin, hard area to keep dry due to the folds of the skin. I've tried keeping it clean and using a La Roche-Posay cream on it. There's been no improvement. Any advice?
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends on what the age of the child is. It increases their skin creases. They're very common areas where kids can get inflammation and dryness. And I think if it's very hard to keep it dry, like, that's more of a practical thing. But if they're putting moisturizer on it and keeping it like nice and moist, and it says there that they are, then I would consider using an occasional mild steroid on it as well. Just to, like, if it's crusty and it's kind of a bit unpleasant, then I would consider adding in a bit of steroid. Definitely.
Yeah, you can. But you need to go to the doctor, though, presumably, to get.
You can get 1% hydrocortisone.
Oh, sorry, 1%. Yeah, yeah.
which is fairly mild, and they could try that. And I think if that doesn't work, then get it looked at.
Listener says, is there any quick way to get rid of bruising? I'm getting married on Thursday. I got hit in the face by a football yesterday, and I have a black eye, wife to be, and I'm not happy. Oh God.
Oh no.
God, love her.
Yeah, that's very unlucky. There isn't really. I know some people swear by arnica
cream.
Yeah, which is kind of an alternative thing. I've never used it myself. I don't know if it's any
I
good.
I have, yeah, but not in my eye area. But yeah. I mean, it does help, but like, it's 3 days' time.
It is 3 days' time. And I'm not being smart here. I think that person will probably need to wear a bit of concealer or something if it's really bothering them.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm obviously not the person to be asking for the health advice, but I would have thought I'd be ringing whoever the makeup artist is today and telling them, because I'm sure somewhere in their kit they'll probably have some kind of stage or theatrical makeup that might, I'm not joking aside, that, you know, but might be helpful in an instance like that.
I think so, because you're not, and the thing is, sometimes, like, he might have got hit, I presume it's a he, got hit in the eye socket, but sometimes the bruising starts there and then tracks down the face. So, I think realistically that person is looking at some makeup, really, to try and conceal this.
God love them. I have psoriasis and I've noticed that it's getting worse. It used to be just in my scalp, a few dots around my stomach as well, but now it seems to be in my ankles and elbows. Little pieces of plaque. Is this arthritis? Could it be related? Is there anything I can do? My dermatologist says that it's not a skin issue, but an immune system issue.
Yeah, well, psoriasis is a pretty unfortunate condition. And if this person has a dermatologist, it sounds like they're doing a lot of the right stuff already. I think the problem I often see with dermatology, or excuse me, with psoriasis over time, is that people often get a bit fed up dealing with it because it's a chronic condition. You have to moisturize 3-4 times every day. You can get flares through stress, through alcohol, things like that. So it can be a very frustrating condition. So when I see somebody like this, I usually go back to first principles, making sure that they're doing all the right things. If the dermatologist says it's an immune issue, could it be related to arthritis? If they don't have any joint pains, it's probably unlikely. But yeah, you can get a set of bloods done to check that out, definitely.
Okay.
But I couldn't make a call on that without us knowing a little bit more.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for your questions this afternoon. This listener says that their toddler has red under his eyes, looks like tiny little spots. Doesn't seem to bother him, though. He's not scratching at it. I'm wondering, what could it be?
Yeah, hard to know there. Would depend on the child's age, I suppose. If something's under both eyes, it usually means that it's a systemic response to something. Unlikely to be an allergy, but again, it depends on the child's age. We are getting into that pollen-y kind of season again. You can give an antihistamine to a child who's maybe 2 and over. And if they are that, I think it's worth giving a try of that. But if the child is pretty well and it's not there that long, and it's not getting progressively worse, I think it's worth, if they're over 2, trying an antihistamine and keeping an eye on it.
Listener has very dry eyes. They find, even with daily eye drops, that, you know, they can't get them to change. They're often quite red and sore. Any advice?
Well, I think the key there is if they're red and if they're sore. So if eyes are sore, they need a doctor to have a look at them. And occasionally, if both eyes are red and both eyes are sore, that can be an inflammatory condition. Now, I'm not saying obviously it is here, but Again, it comes back to, I wonder who made the diagnosis of the dry eyes. Was it one that, and people are appropriately proactive, they might have gone into the pharmacy and got something over the counter, but that's one that I would usually, if that was my patient, I'd like to examine them. So that's one for the GP.
Listener's 36 weeks pregnant and their 5-year-old son has just developed chicken pox. He woke up with spots all over him yesterday morning. They've had chicken pox, this is the mum, before, but is there any risk to the newborn baby?
No, there shouldn't be. I worked in Hollis Street once upon a time as part of my training, and this was something, a request that we used to get fairly regularly. And my understanding of it is that if mum has had chicken pox, then she isn't at risk of getting chicken pox again. So if she's definite about that, she's okay. Just for somebody who has not had chicken pox and who gets a fairly definitive exposure, and chicken pox is quite contagious. So if someone doesn't have chicken pox and they're pregnant and their child gets it, then they definitely should go to their maternity hospital. But this person doesn't need to.
Now, this listener wakes up in the morning, goes into the kitchen and sees empty food containers, crisp packets and things in the bin and on the counter, and realise that they've eaten in my sleep. It may sound quite trivial, but it's actually very distressing for me. It's gone on for a while now. I don't know how to stop, as I've been sleepwalking for quite a long time, on and off. But now it seems that I'm eating in my sleep and no control over what I'm doing. Could you please shed some light on it? It's very distressing for me. Is there something that I can do? I do take 2 sleeping tablets every night and have been doing so for a good while.
Well, that's a strange query. Yeah. Poor person. Like, it's obviously very distressing. Usually something like that, you'd wonder, is there a psychological issue at play, first of all? Is it something psychiatric? Or as well as that, does this person need a sleep study? Are they, if they're getting up and in the middle of the night and going down and eating, then I think that's something that absolutely needs to be explored. And they probably need to get their bloods done as well to make sure that there isn't anything kind of going on there that's making them hungry, checking for diabetes, checking all that kind of thing. I would be very surprised if any of those were at play. So you'd be doing them more to confirm that they're negative. A sleep study, as I said, can be helpful. And practical things help. Locking things away, locking your kitchen and putting the key away somewhere so that you can't get access to it might be necessary. But I think that's somebody who definitely needs psychological help. And that isn't to downplay it.
No, I know.
But just to go through it and to tease it out. Sometimes when we say that early in a consultation, I think patients feel that we're making light of it or are trying to dismiss it. But it's not the case. Like, this is a complicated thing that I think will need a couple of professionals to help it unwind.
Listeners wondering about athlete's foot. How do you get rid of it? It's driving me mad, itching at nighttime.
Sometimes what I find really good for that is the topical dusting powder that you can get. So it's an antifungal powder, and it's really handy because you can get good spread throughout the feet, and it kind of helps to dry them up a little bit as well. It is a really, really itchy condition. All the footwear stuff, all the stuff in relation to shoes are important as well. But I like the topical dusting powder for cases like that.
And finally, my 16-month-old has 2 or 3 tiny little black scabs and spots on his scalp. They don't seem to be causing any discomfort, but they're quite obvious whenever his hair is parted. Any thoughts or advice?
It could be a variation of cradle cap. People can get a thing called, even children can get a thing called seborrhea, which is like that dryness or thick or crusty scalp. Depends on the child's age. I think I'm always wary about funny things in small kids. So when I get a request like that to my own surgery, I just usually advise the child's parents, just bring them in and we'll have a look at it. So I think if that parent is worried, then go with their intuition and ask their doctor just to have a look at it. Yeah, a quick look at it just to make sure. But it doesn't sound worrisome to me from how they've described it.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Niall Breen from the Portmarnock GP Clinic. Niall, thanks a million for joining us here today to answer listener questions. As always,
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.